Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And we want to go ahead and share the wisdom from Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Now, the word says, "My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding, and if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, and if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God." Mm. You know, sometimes you can blaze through some scriptures and you can read the scriptures rapidly. Mm. And you know what, Pat, there's no extra credit for how fast and how quick you read. You know, there's no extra credit given out, no extra points.
Right.
It's not the quantity, but it's what God is saying in what you're actually reading. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes we have to pause. And the first verse of Proverbs 2 says, "My son, if." That word "if" is a big word. It means conditional.
Mm-hmm.
If it could happen, assuming,
that's right.
You know, based upon, as long as,
mm-hmm.
if you do what? You accept my words. So many times people want the blessings of God, but they don't want to receive what God's word actually says. Well, yeah, just give me this. Well, God says, wait a minute, there are some prerequisites for some of this stuff here.
Right.
You know, like, you know, are you mine? Do you belong to me? Are we in covenant? Do we have a relationship? You know, not all promises are for all people. Because, you know, God wants to bless his people, those that have made him Lord. Mm-hmm. Says, "My son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you."
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about reading God's word, but it's about treasuring God's word. It's about hiding God's word in your heart. It's about meditating on what the word of the Lord is, so that out of a deep reservoir, out of a deep revelation, out of a sense of that abiding, resting, weighty word in your spirit, it can come forth and bring revelation, and it can manifest in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about a quick read through. It says, "My son, if it's conditional, you accept my words, believe them to be true, and hold on to them."
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, store, gather, make room for my word in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Don't squeeze me in the morning as a drive-by devotional on your way to work.
Right.
But if you store up my commands, if you store up my teachings within you,
mm-hmm.
then, right, turning your ear to wisdom, applying your heart to understanding, and if you call, look, these are verbs, okay? Turning, applying, calling, mm-hmm. you know, it involves action, it involves responsibility on our part to do our part. If you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, if you look for it as for silver,
mm-hmm.
engage God, spend time with him, and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Listen, the Bible said it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, is the glory of kings to draw that out.
Mm-hmm.
Spend time with the Lord. Spend time with the word of God. Let wisdom wash over you and fall deep inside you, so that you will have a reservoir of God's truth no matter what you're facing in life, no matter what you're going through. God's word remains. God's word is true. God's word is the foundation. It's the only way to make it.
That's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.